Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive. Left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes.
And it is gone.
Yes. Yes.
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason. And he may never hit a bigger one.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Gave me chills there. Live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for the Red October Rally presented by Budweiser. Enjoy ice-cold Budweiser during all the Phillies postseason action at Chickies and Pete's. Joining us now, Bryce Harper. Bryce, appreciate you taking the time today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys.
So I think the first question is, how are you feeling? You know, we heard about the, you know, you're dealing with some elbow stuff, dealing with some wrist stuff, and got some time to rest it up. How is that?
Yeah, definitely been feeling it a little bit, you know, obviously in the second half. But I feel good. I feel ready to go. Mentally, physically, I feel prepared to start on Saturday and, you know, ready to get this thing rolling.
You know, we've heard a lot. Obviously, you heard some stuff last year about how the bye week and it's a negative and so on and so forth. Can you sort of talk us through what you've done this week to stay sharp and sharpen up and how that's gone and how you feel about that heading into Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I think there was, you know, one team or two teams that really, you know, kind of had problems with it that didn't like the feeling of that. Obviously, the Astros, they did a phenomenal job of kind of staying pristine with their game and what they needed to do. As a team, as a whole, I think, obviously, I think we could have used this week, to tell you the truth. You know, I think that, you know, Monday having the day off and Tuesday kind of coming in and hitting BP and doing the things we can on the machines to kind of keep us sharp a little bit. And then Wednesday, I thought, you know, the game yesterday, I thought it was pretty competitive. Obviously, I don't care who I'm facing. If it's our guys or anybody else's, I'm going to be super competitive. And I think a lot of our guys are like that. So we know what the plan needs to be and kind of what the mode it needs to be at this point. I think we're all really hungry and ready to roll. I mean, obviously, when you're watching baseball this week, you're just really excited and ready to get rolling. So as a whole, I think we know kind of what we want to do, the goal, and we got a, you know, really good mindset going into Saturday, and we're just ready to get going.
Everyone focuses on the, I guess, the physical part of the bye week, right? You guys getting healthy physically. I look at the mental part of it as well, Bryce. You guys got off to a great start, best team in baseball record-wise for pretty much two-thirds of the season, and then you sort of had to grind it out to get through the final third of the season and led to an NL East division title, first one in 13 years. I would imagine mentally there's a grind there as well, and this allows you guys to sort of give your mind's a chance to recharge and refresh also to get you ready for the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you go into a season, it's very tough to go wire to wire. So I'm very proud of the type of, you know, season we've had thus far, obviously being able to win the East for the first time in a long time. And then, you know, obviously, like you said, you know, we played a really good season, I'd say all year long, but also, you know, obviously we haven't played our best baseball the last, I would say, probably 2 weeks, 3 weeks of the season, obviously. Or kind of the second half. So we kind of, you know, really needed this, I think, as a team, mentally, physically. I think, you know, going into that last couple weeks of the season, we were all kind of feeling it a little bit. A lot of us played, a lot of baseball this year. And, I think as a team, just kind of be able to reset, sit back, see what we need to do, see what we need to kind of, get better at, what we need to do as a team to just go play our game and understand who we are, what our identity is. And, that's playing Philly baseball, playing it hard, playing it right, playing it, tough, having that grit and that passion that we have. And feeding off our fan base as well. So I'm excited to, see what the bank is all about on Saturday and Sunday. And obviously one pitch at a time, playoff baseball is a lot of fun. I'm excited about it. I can't wait. And I think a lot of us are, feeling that same way.
When the owner says at the beginning of the season he wants his bleeping trophy back, he said it during the celebration of the NL East Division title. I loved it. I loved it, and I loved you guys' reaction in the locker room to it. But I'm wondering, does that put pressure on you, or do you guys embrace it and want to go out and get that trophy back for him? How do you guys sort of take that in when the owner sort of throws that out there to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously John's right. I think all of us want the trophy. Obviously, he wants it, in a different way, right? Like, I think as an owner, you want to do that, and he's excited for our team, he's excited for our club, and he wants it back. Obviously, they had it, and he wants it back. So I think as a team, we face that as a challenge, and we want that as well. I think the pressure is always there, especially playing in Philadelphia. I think, I think being able to play in an organization in a city with a fan base that always wants their trophy back, right? Everybody mm-hmm. talks about 08 and kind of that run and stuff. But as a team and organization, you want that every single year. So the pressure obviously is going to be there, playing in a city like here, New York or L.A. or anywhere else. So.
Bryce, obviously you got off to the super hot start. Team was unbelievable. Went through the cold spell, part of the second half. What would you say is the biggest thing you've learned about your team this year?
Yeah, I mean, we're never going to give up. We're always going to fight. We're going to do what we need to do as a team. Obviously, like I said, it's tough to go wire to wire, but I'm proud, for the kind of, team that we've been all year long. I mean, obviously, like you said, we went through a little stretch that wasn't fun, played some bad baseball as a team, and just not good, obviously. So I've got to be better, and, I think as a team we know that. Going into, October, it's different baseball. Everything resets, all the numbers, all the good, all the bad, everything resets. Nothing matters besides winning each game, winning each moment, each pitch, each situation. And as a team, we're looking forward to that. And on a personal level, I think I'm always looking forward to having those opportunities and those situations, arise.
Can you kind of take us through what Rob Thompson and how he handled that, and really how you guys pulled yourselves out of the rut that you guys were in? Like, was there ever a doubt in that clubhouse?
No, I think as a team, you never doubt yourself or your situation or anything like that. I think baseball is, like I said, it's tough to go wire to wire. It's tough to, go in every single day and win every single game you possibly can. Obviously, you want to do that. But you're going to go through stretches in the season that are a little tougher than others, and you're going to play good baseball at times, and you're going to play some bad baseball at times. But obviously, like I said, being able to kind of reset that situation, going into the postseason, I think Tomper, all year long, it's been the same message. Go win games, go have fun, enjoy. Obviously, he's very, meticulous about what he says to us, and he lets us kind of go out and do our job and just play the game. I think he has a lot of faith in us. We got a lot of faith in our staff. I think that's Tomper, man. He's so even keel. And I said it last year, he's like an oak, right? Like, you talk about Wyatt Earp being an oak, in Tombstone. And that's kind of how he is, man. He's really good at the helm. He's been in the game for a long time. He understands. He's seen all the situations you could imagine. He's played in big markets, or coached in big markets and seen big players and role players. And I think we just have such a great group of guys that kind of lead itself. And, it's just been a lot of fun.
Bryce Harper with us on the WIP Afternoon Show. Bryce, I think we all see you as a team leader. Who would you say in the clubhouse are the other leaders, quote-unquote, of the Phillies right now?
Yeah, I mean, I would probably say Schwarbs, obviously. I think he does a great job. He's been on a lot of good teams. He's learned from a lot of good players as well. He understands what it takes to win, and played in big markets as well. Obviously, at the top of our pitching staff, or helping our pitching staff, is our catcher, JT Realmuto. I mean, he does such a good job with you know, our bullpen and obviously our starting staff and just kind of the way he commands our staff. The way he calls games and calms our guys down or anything like that. I think he's just the epitome of what a catcher's all about. Obviously Trey with our infield and stuff like that, but it's just, I think everybody kind of has their role. And I think that's the big thing about our team is we all look in the mirror each day. We understand what our roles are. Nobody tries to do more than what they can. And everybody in each situation does their job. And I think that's the biggest thing is not, you know, nobody tries to do more than they can or anything like that. Obviously, there's times that you do in any game that you play. But at times, I think guys do such a good job of just being themselves, understanding what they can do, what they can bring to our team. And I think that's what makes us really good.
We heard some audio from Rhys Hoskins yesterday about what it's like to play in Philadelphia. How would you describe it to somebody who has never been here?
I don't think you can. I really don't. I don't think you can describe it until you really live it and understand what it's all about. And I think the message last year, right, was like, if you don't understand it, we don't want you here. We don't want you to come in here because you'll never understand what it's like. It's passionate. It's hard. It's a lot of fun. I think that's the one thing about free agents, right? When you're trying to talk to guys to come to Philly, you have to talk to the right guys. And when you talk to guys like Schwarber or Trey or JP signing back or Cassie or anybody else, you kind of have to understand what that takes and what it's all about. I can't imagine playing anywhere else. It's the greatest place to play. Obviously, people talk about other places and things like that, but there's nothing else that I want to ever play in front of or play for or anything like that. It's the best fan base in all of sports. And I mean, everybody sees that and everybody's going to see it on Saturday, when the bank turns red.
What? Oh, do you have, now I know you won't say who, but when you look at the other teams in the National League, do you have a mental inventory of, I might rather play this team than that team?
No, I mean, I think when you start looking at it like that, I think when you're saying you want to play one team or the other, it kind of comes back and bites you. In baseball or any sports, I think, especially in the NHL and baseball, it's anybody who gets hot and keeps it going is kind of the team that wins, right? So I don't care who we play. Obviously, they're all really good teams. Once you get to this point, you know what their goals are and what they want to do as a team. And if we play Milwaukee or if we play the Mets, it's going to be two really good teams, really good opponents. So just looking forward to that.
Bryce, we did two things this summer. You know, when you host a sports radio show and it's June or something, you got to get creative. And we got creative a couple of times. And we did a thing where we let listeners vote on the top 11 athletes in Philly. And then we let them vote on who is the Mount Rushmore of each team. And in the top 11 list, you came in number one. And in the Mount Rushmore of Phillies, you were on it. What do you think it is about you? I know. It's amazing.
No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure at all.
Yeah.
What do you think it is about you that resonates so well here?
I don't know. I am so grateful for every opportunity that I've gotten in this place, the good, the bad. Sorry, my kids are swinging bats right now.
It's okay. It's
cool. Cruz, I don't want Cruz to freaking crush his sister. Just stand back. All right, sorry. But no, I mean, obviously being able to play somewhere that the fans care, that the people care, that they understand what it takes as a group. And I think that, being able to have the determination to go out there each day, the grit to go out there each day. They spend their hard-earned dollar to come to games each night. If that's the Eagles, if that's the Sixers, if that's the Flyers or us, they want the best out of you, and I expect to give them greatness each and every night. Obviously, there's times where I don't, and there's good and there's bad, but I want to give them everything I can each and every day, just like when they go to work every single day. If they're, working for the radio, if they're working for, busting iron or rod busters or working concrete or anything like that. I mean, they talk about the days that are hot in the summertime for us, and I remember I was talking, and they're like, oh, man, it's hot out there. Was it tough for you guys today? And I was thinking, I said to them, I said, you know how easy it is to go to first base? Obviously, it's tough, right? But to go out and play first base every single day instead of going and busting my butt in a freaking, in a ditch or, building something or being in Center City with 120 degrees. I mean, that's hard work, man. That's what this city's built on. And I respect that so much. And that blue-collar mentality, man, it makes me go out there and try to play as hard as I can for these people just to give them a glimpse of happiness, you know, each night. And that's what it's all about. I want to win so bad. I think this whole team does, this whole organization does, because we see that hard work, we see that determination, and everybody that kind of comes to our ballpark. And there's nothing like playing in this city. I'm forever grateful for it. I'm so happy that they picked me and I picked them as well. And obviously, that dream and that goal is to win a World Series, and I you know, can't wait to do that.
We had one of our staff said that you should be on the Mount Rushmore over Mike Schmidt, and I know, and I love you.
Who would ever say that?
Yeah, it was tough. You know, it was a tough. So, last thing, you know, Chuck, our caller, of course. We've noticed this thing with Chuck where he's jumping on and off his loyalty to people, and if you don't perform, Chuck sort of turns on you. So just know that Chuck is out there waiting somewhere. You know, the pressure of Chuck is out there, man. We're really excited for the playoffs, and I think we all feel that the timeline has been building to this offseason, and we're all so excited for Saturday and so excited for hopefully the long run, and we appreciate the time you gave us today.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bryce. He really does love it here, man.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, it sounds like he does. He mentioned free agents, and you know, the perception that free agents have about playing here, and that you actually have to be here to understand it. And yeah. I think one of the things he deserves credit for is after choosing it, he went in, you know, feet first.
Yes, sir.
The whole Philadelphia thing. But I think
head first, but I know
head
what
first.
Meant.
You know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes.
But
no one goes in feet first.
Well, I go in.
Well,
feet
some
first.
People.
I don't
go
know
feet
how
first.
To dive. Yeah. But. I think
I just cannonball.
I think because he did that, he got a better sense of what it's like rather than getting here and trying to sort of
figure it out.
Figure it out. Yeah. I think he just said, "I'm here. I'm going to try to do this." And I think because he did, it was easier for him to figure out what it felt like and understand, I guess, the pluses and minuses of being here.
Well, you know what he's done, I would say, more than any other free agent that I could think of. I know Jim Thome came here, and he certainly embraced being here.
For sure, yeah.
What have you. And so you can almost say he was the start of having that happen. But it's not many other free agents that has come in and made it a conservative effort to let this fan base know that he wants to be a part of this. Not just I'm coming in as a superstar, I'm a $300 million man, I'm Bryce Harper, all this type of, you guys ought to be thankful that I'm here. Because we know a lot of athletes have that sort of attitude when you give them that type of money. You ought to be thankful that I chose this city to come. He's never really given that aura off from day one. He's always been happy about being here. And not only that, he's almost been appreciative for being here. So we call it pandering, whatever it is. He has made more than an effort to do that, and that should be appreciated and admired. And not only that, think about the effort he's had to put in to free agents to get them to come here.
Convince them. No, I promise
them to
you,
come here.
Philly's
yes,
good.
You'll love playing here. This is don't believe what you hear about this city. This is a great fan base. Like, these are things he did before they made the playoffs in 2022. He got Schwarber here before then, so.
So you didn't have those videos of the crowd going
right.
wild. He had to sell it.
And yeah. Then Trey Turner saw the postseason in 2022 and wanted to be here. So that's why this fan base sort of almost protects him at times.
Yeah,
at times.
They do.
You know what I mean? And I'm one of them. I mean, because you feel like, well, he's trying to give you so much. We understand he's not perfect, but we're not about to turn his perception on this city by being overly critical of him about things. I think the fans really consciously think that way. Listen, I don't find anything wrong with it being a former player, right? Every athlete doesn't get that.
Yeah.
Every athlete, but also every athlete doesn't put forth the effort that he does.
Can I say that?
connect with the city.
I want him to win here so
bad.
Oh,
my God, yes.
I really do because
– all our guys. It's like Embiid too. Yes. For me, it's the same thing with Embiid.
That the guys that commit themselves to us and go through it – and Bryce Harper, in a lot of ways, was the baseball LeBron. Mm-hmm. He was a high school phenom and got to the league and was great when he got to the league – but he is still chasing that thing.
Yep.
The thing that is most meaningful to us. We care about MVPs and we care about these great moments. But I think the thing that is so, and this is similar to Embiid in a lot of ways, is that the thing that is so, that he is chasing is the same thing that we are chasing.
Yeah.
And when those things, that's what was so special about the Eagles Super Bowl.
Right. He doesn't have a title yet.
No.
Yeah, so he's not coming here like, oh, I got my title already.
No,
yeah.
He needs it for his legacy badly as we need it.
It's true.
And I think that happening in the same place at the same time is I'm getting a little choked up thinking about
it. There you go. Choked up over Bryce. I love it.
Now it's about time. Well, I've been trying to tell you for months.
No, that's why I hold him accountable. That's why I hold him accountable.
And you should.
Yeah, you should. That's part of what he likes about it being here. And it's almost like, hey, don't forget what the goal is here.
Yeah.
And I think he has it because there's no way he's in the Hall of Fame. It doesn't matter.
He wants that title.
But that title separates you.
Yep.
And people know that, especially when you're the best player on the team. And he knows it, and he wants it as badly as we want it for him. And that's meaningful.
He's chasing baseball immortality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of players have won one, but I think he wants more than just one. So I would like the one.
Let's get the one first. Yeah.
But like hearing him talk about it, you could tell how much he cares.
And well,
getting the one could just break the seal for him.
Seal.
Yeah, and then he's off and running.
And in baseball, there are a lot of great players that are not the same profile that he is. He's not just a great player. He's outside of Ohtani.
He's a face of baseball.
Yeah, he's one of the two or three guys in all of baseball that if you walk into a mall, not in the city that you play in, that people will stop you. It's Ohtani, Aaron Judge, he's eight feet tall. You know, but it's really those few guys, and he's been that guy. He's been the polarizing, which these guys don't have.
Right.
Judge isn't polarizing. Ohtani's not polarizing.
He just got away with gambling on baseball.
Right. The other great players are not polarizing, but Bryce Harper always has been because of who he is.
Yeah.
And I think it's why he is a good fit here and why it would mean more if he gets it here. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's. Who do you hope wins tonight, Mets or the Brewers? What do you think the
– Well, Brewers.
Yeah, by how much?
Yeah.
What do you think the poll is like?
Let me go with 73%.
81.
Wow.
81.
81.
So the rest of the show is yours. We were lucky enough to have Fransky in L.A.
I'm
here.
Be disappointed.
It's going to be the Mets. I think it's going to be the Mets too. But that's going to be exciting. It makes everything more exciting.
Yep.
So we thank Fransky in L.A. for being with us. If you missed it, we had them on at 2:30. You can use the rewind feature in the Odyssey app. Thanks to Bryce Harper for joining us. If you missed it, 3:00 on the Odyssey app. Rest of the show is yours. Does this have to be the year? 215-592-9494.
I was close to asking him that.
Does it have to be the year?
I was close.
Well, I
felt the interview was going too good to go down that road.
I did bring up Chuck, and we do have Chuck to answer for for me. I knew it was like the bat signal. Bat signal.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for the Red October Rally. Nothing goes better with Philly's baseball than crab fries and ice cold Budweiser. Online at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Well, what do you mean? What am I doing?
You're not paying attention. You got to talk them about what sucks. Hackers suck. Oh. Malware sucks. The Mets suck.
Mets
so on
suck.
And so forth.
Go Brewers.
Yeah. Go Brewers.
Phishing, malware, ransomware, and social engineering are words every employee should be familiar with in today's world of
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Increasing cyber threats. Human error is the number one cause of data breaches, so Telesystem is making it their mission to educate businesses on current threats and how to prepare for and prevent cyber attacks. Security awareness training is the first line of defense to educate employees and defend against attacks on your business. Visit hackersuck.com to get your free 30-day no-obligation trial by using code Philly2024. Again, that's hackersuck.com.
Myers has the sign from Briscoe's. Curveball struck him out. The Phillies are National League East champions. Look at the scene on the field. Look at the scene on the stand. This is incredible. The Phillies are National League East champions and will go to the postseason for the first time since 1993.
Love hearing Harry. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thanks to our friends, the Armitani Brothers, giving us their Phillies clubhouse mix that the Phils celebrated the NL East championship with.
Now, you guys got to keep me up on the songs. I hear them, but I don't.
Bro, I'm 48.
Well, this is.
Oh,
this...
you don't know these either? Oh.
this one is Last Night by Morgan Wallen.
Come on, Jack.
It's
okay.
A remix.
Yeah, there you go.
Who is it?
Morgan Wallen.
And then the Armitani guys, they do their little remix stuff to all of it and put the clips in it. So they put the whole mix on their Twitter, so you can go and find
it's
that.
It's like 50 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they got with Stubby.
Well,
they,
I heard a lot of it during the celebration.
Oh, yeah. And it's only going to pick up in listenership as long as this thing goes.
We're at Chickie's in South Philly for the Red October Rally presented by Budweiser. Enjoy ice-cold Budweiser during all the Phillies postseason action at chickiesandpeets.com. Does this have to be the year for the Phillies? 215-592-9494. I put out the Chuck from Mount Airy bat signal. He showed up. There he is. Chuck, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Spike. Yo, White. Yo, Jack. Hey, Spike, I thought you was going to at least say, Spike, no, he's your favorite fan. You know what I mean?
I'm just keeping him on his toes, man, letting you know you're going to hold him accountable.
You know, you're going to have the guy thinking I'm just going to flip. Listen, I love Bryce. Hey, Bryce, I know you're listening, Bryce. You know me, brother. I will never flip-flop on you. You know that. You're solid as a rock. You hear me? No. All jokes aside, though, Bryce is not a Bryce. He ain't about me. It ain't about me. It's about Bryce.
Yeah,
right,
not about you. Yeah, way to be humble.
No.
Yeah. Yep.
No. It's about the Phillies, man. Like, seriously. We wake up every day and we take a lot of things for granted in life. And when you sit back and you actually realize how blessed everybody, you know, you are, then you start to open your eyes a little bit. I just want the Phillies to really sit back, take this all in for the next couple of days, and realize how blessed they are, and realize how lucky they are to be in the predicament that they're in right now. You know, they started off hot, things got a little shaky. I got worried. I ain't gonna lie, I got real worried. But then I realized that after listening to Ike, they kind of got bored with the season, but they got back on track, and here we are. Jack, are you? I need you to be ready, Jack.
I'm back.
Yeah, I feel it from Jack.
Yeah, yesterday I just needed to let everyone know where I was at. I got it all out, and bang, I'm back. Let's get me to the bank on Saturday.
That's what interventions are supposed to do, Chuck.
Yes,
it was meaningful.
People helping people.
Yeah, that's what this show's about. We're a family.
Yes, I realized how blessed I was after listening to you. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pathetic, man. You just sitting there talking about
pathetic's a little much.
But you wanted to rush through the season to get
there. Well, I did want to rush through the season.
Anyway, what I'm saying is this: they really need to not take this for granted. I don't think they will. This is the time to strike while the iron is hot. Simple as that. I need that parade. I need that feeling again, you know, of feeling like my team is the best team in the world of baseball. Our team is the best team in the world of baseball. Mm-hmm. I ain't calling to give a hype-up speech, none of that. I just want them to really take this all in and really get ready to go through a go get to where they need to be. And I need them to know it's not going to be easy. It ain't going to be easy.
Nope.
Topper, you've been doing this for 30 years. This is your time, Topper. You know, Trey, get another one, Trey. Swerving, let's get another one.
Let's get another one,
right.
Baby.
Let's solidify your legacy now. You know what I'm saying? You got everything else, all the money in the world. You got, you know, you got family. You got, you got MVPs. Let's get this championship, man. You know, the youngest. You know, what's that, Boehm and all those other guys. You know, Zach Will is not young, but, you know, you want Zach don't have one. Don't he have a ring, right?
No, he does not.
Nope.
All right, well, let's get one, man. You know what I mean? Let's go out here in Philly. You guys been knocking at the door the last 2 years. I'm begging you, man. I'm begging you guys. It's not pressure. I want you guys to enjoy this moment, but I want you to realize that this don't happen all the time, man. Go out there and take care of business. I don't care if it's the Mets, Brewers, Yankees, any team, the Dodgers, you know, the Padres. You kicked their ass a couple years ago. We could do it again. Anybody that come in here got to feel a wrath. Simple as that. This is our year, man. They need to look at this as we was here before, and it's time for us to be our turn. Simple as that. So I want everybody to be there at the bank, and I want it to be the terror dome. I want everybody to be loud. I want their ears to bleed. I don't want a pitcher to be able to look at the catcher, and he had a headache. Like, I want everything to be chaotic down there. This is our year, man. Our year.
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. Man. I'm with you.
All right, Chuck.
Love you guys. Peace. Let's go.
All right,
let's go, Chuck.
You know, I also think it's important. Well, I mean, it is what it is. But if they are able to start fast against whoever they play on Saturday, the thing about what it's like here and that home field advantage is, I remember watching it last couple years, and it's almost like you can feel the pressure and you know the other team feels it. And I kind of want to move that pressure from the Phillies, who I think it's on right this second. Mm-hmm. But the minute that you get out to a lead, all of a sudden it almost snowballs to a certain effect. And it didn't get them a World Series last year or the year before, but I do think it's a real thing. And I think if they can start hot and sort of put that pressure on whoever they're playing and let, honestly, the rest of the league know, it's like, oh, no, I got to go there. You know, I think that's important.
No, I agree. And I think it's going to happen. I'd be surprised if it doesn't happen. You got your ace going Saturday and Zach Wheeler. And like you said, the Brewers and the Mets are playing today. So you're getting the fourth starter or a bullpen game from somebody Saturday. Like, that's going to be the best time for this offense to get its confidence going, to get its mojo back. You should be able to put up seven runs Saturday. Zach's going to do what he does. I didn't even realize it was 11 straight starts with two runs or less.
Yeah, he's been ridiculous.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, he's going to be there. He's going to do his thing. And more importantly, dude, you know that crowd. That's going to be a football crowd tomorrow. And I don't mean that in any slight. I think the intensity
out for blood
the fans will have tomorrow, Saturday, especially if it's the Mets. If it's the Mets. We're going to find out tonight who it's going to be. And I know there was this feeling of, I don't want to see the Mets. I don't want people coming down here. I think as we talk through this as a community, as a sports community, I think more fans are starting to at least understand, if you're going to sell your tickets, sell them to another Phillies fan.
Right. And people are doing that. I see it on
and
social
that's
media
fine.
All over the
Sell
place.
Them to another Phillies fan.
You can't go for some reason.
Yes.
All good. Yeah.
Don't sell them to Mets fans. So I'm starting to feel confident that we won't allow them to at least take over the stadium.
There's
Saturday.
Been a lot of conversation about it.
Like, yeah.
There,
yeah.
Probably be what,
like, and that's pride. I love that.
Yeah. I'm expecting 5,000 to 10,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's 5,000.
Yeah, 10,000 is a problem, brother.
Okay, 5,000.
Yeah,
okay. It's not going to be 30-40%.
Yeah, there's not 100,000 people in there.
It feels like it, though.
Yeah.
It feels like it. Ah, Spike, I can't wait for you to feel it, man. I can't wait for you to feel it. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it in the entire world than the bank in Red October.
Ooh, those flags going to be rolling tomorrow, man.
Saturday.
Well,
I keep saying tomorrow.
And Spike keeps saying it's the offseason.
Postseason.
We'll lock back in. That's why I'm here.
Locked in.
You normally do a pep rally the day before the game.
Yeah, why didn't you do this on Friday?
Yeah, talk to Lakin over
Who's
there.
Running this station?
Yeah.
That's why I keep saying tomorrow, because I'm like, oh, the game is tomorrow. No, it's
we're doing this again tomorrow. I mean, it's basically a 72-hour
pregame show?
65-hour pregame show?
That's all right, man, because listen.
It's no different than the Eagles pregame show. That's about 70 hours, too, right?
Yeah. And that's why I said Saturday's going to be nuts.
Yeah,
you know it's going to be nuts.
People are ready to go. Yeah. People are ready to go.
And the weather's going to be nice.
Yeah. I know.
Don't let us get a 4 o'clock start with nice weather. Oh, no, the tailgating situation.
Can I wear my hoodie Saturday?
That's like 75.
Yeah, 4 o'clock. It'll get chilly when the sun goes down.
Okay.
Yeah. 215.
Nothing if you Surfside's can.
Surfside's warm you up. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't want to be too hot.
So John Middleton was on the WIP morning show today and gave a really good answer about why it is so important that they win a title. We will play that for you in a moment. Right now, Louie in Nebraska, 215-592-9494. Louie, you're on WIP.
Fellas, what's going on?
What's up, Lou?
What's up, Lou?
Jackie Baseball, welcome back to the positive side. I appreciate you.
It's good to be here, Louie. It's good to be here.
I want to make a couple points. Number one, when you guys talk to Bryce, I think a lot of superstars, as you know, are afraid of that Charles Barkley effect, man. They don't want that asterisk on their Hall of Fame career. And I think that's what Bryce brings to the table, especially in the playoffs. And you see that, you know, as soon as he gets here, I wouldn't say as soon as he gets here because we didn't make the playoffs, but we're in the playoffs 3 straight years. Now, the topic of the day is this necessary to get a championship? Now, as you've seen with the Birds, is like, man, when that path is open for you, you need to take it. Even though we played well in the Super Bowl, I just want to show you guys an example. Like, listen, we didn't come away with a championship. So when you have that opportunity, you need to seize that. Now, for me, you know, being the Phillies fan that I am, I definitely want to see the Mets in Citizens Bank Park. And here's the reason. Number one, when I win this championship this year, I want to know I beat the best teams on the roll. Now, I know that we're feeling some type of way coming into these playoffs, you know, not being on our A game, but I just want to know, like, hey, we're here to stay, especially for a long time. And I think that, you know, even though we are afraid of hot teams and in the playoffs, anything can happen. Next year, there could be a lot of injuries, so we don't know. So I think the team is now, and the team I want to play is the Mets. What do you guys feel? I know you guys want the Brewers. Mm-hmm. But
I want the Mets.
You know I want the Mets.
I want the Mets.
Nope.
If we're going to do it, let's do it. If we're going to do it, let's do it.
What is this?
If we're going to do it, let's do it.
It's going to matter. It's going to feel exactly the same if they beat the Brewers and win the World Series than it is if they beat the Mets.
Absolutely
the World
not. Seeing Mets fans with their heads down, it's just reminding them of what they actually are. See, they've had this moment over the last couple of months that, this is not the Mets that I know.
Right.
You know, it's different. We have a new general manager, and we love our owner, and OMG, here's a dumb song, and here's Grimace. and you know, I'm just so sick of it, and I want them to feel bad is what I want.
Yeah. And here's the thing: this is a perfect opportunity. You talk about 4 o'clock starts. Ike made a mention about a football crowd. They're going to be tailgating all day.
Yep. Oh yeah, they're going to be sauced up,
right?
Man.
Yep.
Yeah, and I want to be our rivals in the playoffs when they're hot. That's almost as good as winning the championship. Now, about the pitching matchup, just real quick.
Yeah.
I want Nola in New York because I need somebody confident and proven in the playoffs because we have a extra man on the field in Citizens Bank Park. So I want the quote-unquote inexperienced guy on the mound at home, and I need my top ace on the road.
Thank you, Lou.
Appreciate it.
The other thing about City Field, about putting Nola there if they end up that's a big ballpark. And Nola.
I mean, keep the ball in?
Well, I mean, Nola.
No,
I'm just saying.
Good.
No, I'm hoping that's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm saying for Nola, I'd rather have Nola in a big ballpark than, you know, watch the ball go off the butt. You're like, ooh. But in City Field, a lot of times it's like, warning track.
Well,
okay, so.
I hadn't heard that angle.
Yeah. I just thought of it.
Yeah, I like that.
That a guy.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll keep bringing it up because I think it is important. They have to worry about game 4 as well. And if I was betting on who's going to go deeper into their start, is it Sanchez or it's Nola, I would bet on Nola.
Really?
I would.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
And in the game 2 with Chris Sanchez, it allows you to be like Franski and LA brought up
more aggressive.
Right. You can be more aggressive because it's essentially going to be a bullpen game in game 4.
Right.
If it gets to that point.
Right.
Rangers going to go one time through. Eye test, he looks great, 92, dotting. Okay, maybe they'll extend him a little bit. But He's not going seven innings. He's not going six innings. Mm-hmm. You're hoping for four.
Four and best, yeah.
So you're going to have to use a lot of bullpen in that. So I think that's why I would lead Sanchez in game two.
So John Middleton was on the WIP Morning Show today to help us announce that we have a new deal with the Phillies, and WIP will be the home of the Phillies for several more years to come, which we're all really excited about.
He was much more excited than Fransky was.
Yeah, well, Fransky, I'm going to have a chat with Fransky next time he comes on the show. But, boy, Scott, we're so glad to have you for several more years, and this is what I got.
He's probably just
that right there. Nothing.
He's probably not over what happened in the Eagles press box with
Ike. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's... Would y'all stop, man?
We
worked through that already, man.
So, yeah, Fransky and L.A. sat down, and Ike said to L.A., oh, did you bring your nephew? Is this you related? Oh, you're Scott Fransky. So Middleton was on the morning show today. Mm-hmm. Is the question in this audio, Jack, do you know?
Yeah, so, well, if we're playing the one, there's one after the montage, right? So he does the montage. They come out of it with all the – they did a seven-minute montage, which is great. And Middleton's actually choked up in listening to it. So there's no question. It's just more like what is
– Oh, so we have two pieces of audio.
There's two pieces of
audio. Okay, so play that one first. So this is post-montage.
Yes.
Let's go, Billy!
John, what is going through you hearing all that?
Goosebump moments. It's a replay of my life. You know, I experienced every single one of those events in some fashion live. May have been listening to the radio, may have been at the game itself, but I as soon as they started talking, I knew within a couple of seconds what was coming.
Of course.
And it's special. And I tell you what's really, to me, what's really special is you listen to the background noise, particularly for the home games and the fans. I mean, that reaction... That's why my job's important. That's what my mission is in life. And I need to give people those moments again. Because they're indelible moments growing up. You could be watching with your best friend. You could be watching with your parents or your grandparents. And, you know, it just when I think about the 80 series and the final out, I was sitting in the last row of 648 with my father. And I just, that was such a special moment for the two of us. And then taking the subway up, getting off at City Hall, and just Broad Street was mobbed. You couldn't even move. It took us like an hour and a half to get to our car, which was like a block and a half away. But we talked about that for the rest of that moment for the rest of our lives together. And it's just special. And that's my mission.
Well, listen, John, the next 4 weeks, you got a shot for all those cheers again. And what, you know, Harry said there, 08 World Series champion, it really could be in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
You guys could really do it. John, we wish you the best of luck. You got a great team. And again, on behalf of everyone, WIP Morning Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP, and our parent company, Odyssey, thank you for believing in us and connecting with us.
All right, you can buy it down.
I don't need it. He wants Jack's name off the show. I don't need a bunch of the camera. So there's another clip here.
Okay. Talk about his mission for the fan base.
Okay, Buzz, why don't you hit that?
John, how much does winning a championship mean?
pretty much everything. I said on this show years ago when Angelo asked me, I said, you know what, I'm going to either win a title or I'm going to die trying. And, you know, I hope, you know, that when the time I said that many years ago, I think people kind of were like, okay, show me. I mean, I understand that. And I hope what the people today would say, you know, okay, you've put your money where your mouth is, and we're going all out. I mean, it's maximum effort every day, so it matters. It matters hugely to me. I see this personally as a huge part of my legacy. You know, I want to win. I want to be remembered 50 years from now as a great owner. Owners aren't the part that they've. You know, the players are baseball, to quote that a line from Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. You know, Indy, you and I are just passing through history. You know, the arc, it's history. The World Series title, the players who deliver it, they're history. I'm just passing through. But I want to pass through and leave something indelible.
Well, he wants it. We all want it. And, you know, so I'm looking at Twitter question again. I'm getting more and more mad, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. You can vote on the championship ring that they're designing for you. Go to 94wip.com/marks. Who do you hope wins tonight? 81% Brewers. Just let's turn on that. Let's attack that head on. You know, let's not No more. You have two choices on the next opponent. You can be ambivalent, or you can want the Mets. But no more fear. I promise you. You know what they're like up there. You know, you know what they're like. You have to see them at every home game. You know, there's Mets fans there. Yeah. You see them in your life. Maybe you live, if you live in the north of the city, you might even have people in your life who are Mets fans. You know, a lot of Jersey is Mets fans. That stuff, you need that. You need that. Can you imagine saying, because if you're a Phillies fan, you're an Eagles fan. Can you imagine at some point saying, oh, I don't want to see the Cowboys in the playoffs? Come on.
See, that, there you go.
Like,
that, yes.
That's not how we have to live.
Yeah, that's not Philadelphia.
Yeah, no. And this is, they're a good team and they're hot, but beating them, I know winning the World Series is the most important thing.
Sure.
But I am promising you it will feel better to beat them than it will to be the Brewers. And the juice for that will be amazing.
And we don't often, matter of fact, we don't really have much of an impact. I have a little bit of impact from our fandom, but we can't affect what goes on the field. So if what you're worried about is New Yorkers coming down and taking over the stadium, we actually have some control over that. We have some control over that.
We do.
We don't have to sell all of our tickets to New York fans.
No, find a friend.
Yes.
Find a friend. Post on Facebook Marketplace or something.
Yes.
You know, however you get your friends.
So that's how we can contribute.
Yes.
To helping our team win. And if the one thing, if I'm standing as a fan and saying, well, you know what? It's not that I'm so much scared of playing the Mets. I just don't want these obnoxious fans to come down here. Okay, well, we can.
Yeah, stop them from.
Yeah, we can stop that from happening.
All the tickets went to Phillies fans. Yeah. Initially, it went to Phillies fans. So if you see a Met fan, you're going to one of those games, know that some rat in the Delaware Valley sold the tickets to a Met fan. Just know that. I'm walking around on Sunday, and I'm finding all those people, and I'm like, what rat sold you the tickets? All right. Coming up next, Rob Thompson talked about his approach to Chris Sanchez versus Nola, and he talked about his approach to Austin Hayes, who you remember when they traded for him, Dave Dombrowski said that he was going to be the everyday left fielder. He's been injured, he's been sick, all those sorts of things. So we'll play that audio. Does this have to be the year for the Phillies? 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for the Red October Rally presented by Budweiser. Enjoy ice-cold Budweiser during all the Phillies postseason action at Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Oh, that's me. Yeah, that's me. I was yelling at Jack the other day, or just actually a half an hour ago, and look, I did the same thing. I want to talk to you about something important. I want to talk to you about your home, your family, the comfort of your family. I want to talk to you about your windows. That's right. You're like, how did my windows have to do with my family? Well, you got to protect your family from the cold. And you have those old drafty windows in your house. You're not doing that. No, no, no. You're spending extra money on energy bills. It could go to your kids' college fund or whatever. Get the new windows. Go Guida. They're going to help you out now because they know you're worried about costs. They're going to do whatever they can to have you not worried about costs. The buy one, get one half off sale. For every window you door you buy right now when you go Guida, you're going to get 50% off the next one. So you buy a door, next door is going to be 50% off. Buy a window, next window is going to be 50% off. Mix and match, right? You replace everything in your house, all the doors, all the windows, half of them are going to be 50% off. And we all know cost, not just about the price. They're going to help you out by letting you start it with no money down, interest-free financing for up to 18 months. This is for a limited time. There are restrictions, but the fact that it's a limited time means you should act now. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. Schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate or go to GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.